from the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
We're talking first-time house buying today, has been the majority of the discussion. Christelle found herself in that group as well, considering.
And so I thought for once I'll share good news, because news is not generally good.
Yeah.
But perhaps a good starting point is that there is a subsidy available for first-time home buyers that is actually pretty cool. Like, there literally isn't a catch. You don't have to pay it back. It's a government program that grants a subsidy to first-time homeowners earning between 3,500 and 22,000 rand a month.
Yeah.
And essentially they help you with essentially the deposit or whatever, and it's not something you have to pay back.
That's very interesting, because that 22,000 rand sticks in my head, because we heard it in the news yesterday. Someone was talking about, where do you define the middle class? And the middle class was defined as 22,000 rand and up. And this is for, is a term for this called the missing middle? Which is people who earn too much money to get an RDP house, but you don't earn enough to get a loan from a bank.
So it is part of the missing middle, and trying to address it. I don't think it's the whole missing middle.
Yeah.
But it is lower and middle income earners. There are some catches in terms of qualifying, though, and that I have to be clear about. So you must be a South African citizen over the age of 18. There's not a maximum age as far as I can see, just over 18. The income, but then also, you must either be married or cohabiting, or if you're single, you must have at least one dependent. So I don't qualify.
Really?
Yeah.
That seems a bit harsh.
Yeah. And if you've already benefited from a previous government housing program or subsidy, you disqualify.
Okay.
And you must already have had a home loan approved by a bank.
So you would go to, for example, the lady that we were talking to on air and get pre-approval.
Pre-qualified.
Yes. And some of the estate agents will even guide you and say, look, we can get you pre-approval pending this subsidy, because they know that this subsidy is available. So certainly I think speak to the experts when you're in this journey, but this is available if, unlike me, you're not single, and apparently dogs don't count as dependents. I did ask.
I'm a little touched by that. Like, I understand why, you know, single parents and so on, you want to help give a leg up to people who need it the most, kind of thing. But yeah, it feels a little like, just because you're single, shame. Now you must sit on the outside and not be allowed to get a house.
Outside, as single people.
So ons het onlangs nou nog 'n rentekoersverhoging ervaar, en dit maak eintlik 'n groot verskil aan die bedrag wat mens terugbetaal vir jou maandelikse verbandbetaling. Soos byvoorbeeld met my, ek het in die COVID-tye het ek eintlik bietjie meer inbetaal in my verband, net in case as iemand wat vryskut werk, you never know, you know. So dat bietjie meer inbetaal. En daar bietjie meer is nou basies wat die rentekoers sê, ek moet elke maand betaal.
Yeah.
So that's just like the payment now.
Yeah.
It's not me actually trying to lessen my bond.
Yeah, your little extra bonus has disappeared.
Yeah.
But respect to you for doing that, because that's a very, very healthy habit to get into, and you've created that cushion. Because yeah, as you said, this repo rate increase was significant, and we do anticipate more. We must also kyk, so om te vra hoeveel gaan 'n verband op, is amper om te vra hoe lank is 'n stukkie tou. Want dit hang af wat jou rentekoers is, daai tipe van goed. Maar kom ons, as ons dit passeer op prima, as jy kwalifiseer vir die prima rentekoers vir die banke toestaan, sê nou maar jy het 'n huis van 'n miljoen rand wat jy gekoop het. Jou verband gaan met ongeveer 488, so basies 500 rand 'n maand.
So it's an extra 6 grand a year that suddenly you have to find.
Yeah, and that's on a million rand home.
Yeah.
If you are fortunate enough to live in a 5 million rand home,
please call us and invite us for dinner.
I don't qualify for the subsidy, so call me first.
I don't even qualify to visit.
But if you own a 5 million rand home, you'll be paying about 2.5 grand extra.
Times 12.
Yeah.
Enough.
Sure. So yeah, it adds up.
I mean, I think the point that they were making earlier as well is that you must look at what the traditional interest rates are in South Africa. So if we were sitting at about 8% repo rate last year when it was dropping to stimulate the economy, you need to know that when you're buying, this is not where it's going to be. You know what I mean? You know that 3% for South Africa is not the normal repo rate. So you need to understand that it might go back up to 8%, and therefore you need need to learn that you will be paying a lot more than that. So I don't think that it might go up too much more, maybe another 2 basis points, and then to like level out to where we are. But yeah, I think those are things that you kind of need to consider when you are buying when interest rates are low.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.